Thanks for calling RDI Diamonds here in New York. This is Aubrey speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Aubrey. It's Joanne.
Hey, love. How are you?
I'm good. I forgot to have you. Did you send out those diamonds for Giovanna?
Yes, I did. She had called back, or
okay.
She had texted me saying to
right.
She wanted the two. And so I did
yeah.
Put both of them on, and I thought, is it okay that I did that?
Yes, I was going to add something to it.
And
I have a girl
need?
Coming tomorrow that needed
yeah,
earrings, and she's coming tomorrow. They're
okay, what
3-carat total lab.
Okay, let me see what I have real quick. Mm-hmm. And white gold I'm gathering probably?
White gold.
Okay.
Yeah,
see
four
what
prong.
Kind of mountings I'm having. I might only have 3-prong. I know they usually... But they've been doing a bunch of different kind of options, just trying to game plan and prepare for the season.
Yeah. I have the 3-prong. She probably would be fine with either. She tried on a 4-prong.
Right. Okay.
And they felt comfortable. The only thing with the 3-prong, like with mine, I leave them on, so it makes your earring hole bigger eventually.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Because it doesn't make it steady, probably, or more like
right,
that
you
flat back.
No,
oh, that makes sense. I wonder
yeah.
if that's why
yeah.
some of mine are that way. God, you're good.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop you.
I had
I
a
wonder
lady,
if that dangle dies, too.
I had a lady that years ago I bought 2-carat natural diamond earrings from you guys, and they were in the original old setting, the 4-prong, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And she kept tightening them and tightening them. And this was probably 15 years ago, maybe even longer, for the summer, and they went right through her hole. I said, how can you put a 1-carat that? She goes, because I tighten them all the time, and must be it just eventually wore them out.
Oh, my Lord, yeah.
And the whole thing went through her ear. So what I did was I sold her a jacket of diamonds to go around them. To hold
yeah, like to make it look like a halo or something?
Yeah.
That's smart, yeah, because then it can't push
yeah.
through. You know what? One of my friends, but I know why it happened. You know when it was kind of cool? I never did it because I never wanted my ears to look. My mom always said, and my dad always teased me, and my uncles too. They would always be like, if you want to go get one of those big, huge earrings and stretch your ear out, you're going to look like one of them Ethiopian women from National
yeah,
Geographic.
Exactly. Yeah.
And my Uncle Chris and Uncle Dewey would tease me. Oh, she'd be the
uh-huh.
one, Ford, that would do it. She'd be the one. I'd be like, I'm just identifying with my natural female roots.
There you go.
All right, I did just set the 3-carat total weight 4-prong because I had both in both sides set aside. They're 700.
Okay, what about do you have like anything a little bigger?
Oh yeah, do you want me just to send you an email of
or
everything that we have?
If you could send me a 2.5 total and a 3 total.
Let me look. I don't know if I have 2.5. That's the only thing. Yeah, I don't have a 2.5, I think. I can
okay.
make, is it, could you do like, could you do, let me look here, 1050?
She just wants bigger than mine, and mine are 2-carat.
Yeah,
carat
these are
each.
3-carat total weights. Oh, 2-carat each. Gotcha. What about like?
No, mine are 1-carat each.
Oh,
so
okay.
if we did a, do you have a, what would I do?
What
a
about
3-4?
There's a 4-carat
four.
For 1050.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that instead?
That those two.
All
can
right,
I
you
keep
got
both
it.
Of them?
Yeah.
Because I might keep one too.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll get both of them out to you.
Mine. Okay, great. So they'll be here tomorrow?
Absolutely. I'll do AM delivery, unless you guys are going to be coming up this way and you wanted to pick it up, and it's more important to have it there
no,
by a certain
yeah.
time.
Yeah, no, I'm not. But that'll be okay, morning delivery.
All right, you got it. I'll do morning delivery. If there's anything else that you want to add, because I did send Giovanna over all that social media for that 20-carat diamond if you've got that friend of yours. Anybody that sells a diamond outside of whatever you make even, because most jewelers I would imagine would make on an $825,000 stone, it would be like, I don't know, $1,000,000, $3,000,000, $6 million in between that range from what Mike was saying. I will give whoever sells it $5,000 of my commissions, which is about a third.
Wow.
So
yeah,
I told Giovanna
cool.
that yesterday, and I took a bunch of photos of, like, just the classic pieces, knowing that a lot of my jewelers like you and a lot of people have bought, like, station necklaces and the smile necklaces and different rings and things. And I put it on this, like, with the little elf on the shelf. Created some really cool posts and stuff so that you guys could use it for your social media for the elf on the shelf. Our Charlie Elf has like a superhero costume on. So I made up a going from zero to hero themed thing and all the last minute Louis, quote unquote, you know, come see us before you're a last minute Louis. Yeah, she's got all of it. And then I do have a campaign just to talk big diamonds in general. Cause I mean, that's what seems to be selling is big natural diamonds. Every store of mine has had some sort of conversation. So even if you don't sell the 20-carat diamond that is rare, like beyond belief, FSI-2 GIA that's in my system, I'm sure it's going to just show the public, hey, Greco Jewelers can provide us something that's timeless and lifelike and all of these other different things. Maybe they can also do a 5-carat. Maybe they can also do, you know, it just opens everybody's eyes up, I feel, more to, hey, if they're promoting this, then they might be able to actually get us that too. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay, I'll have her post those then.
And, hey, you never know. Miss Joanne,
right.
You might have somebody that you never know. It could be that somebody somewhere happens to hear about it during the holidays and see a post that you put out there, and somebody's boss is looking for something one-of-a-kind investment piece, and it might be your post that it was the reason they gave you a call. Who knows?
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's worth a try. It doesn't hurt us to do it.
Nope. And I'm going to try doing more of those kind of things. So if there is anything else, I told her the same thing. Let me know from any kind of concept. Some of my jewelers were giving me ideas for, like, Easter on putting 1 1-carat and then 2 1-carats and then 4 1-carats and kind of creating that bunny rabbit theme with bunny rabbits always reproducing so quickly and doing a TikTok like that. Come and do a custom job or a custom something or other by that concept. That would be kind of cool for like a TikTok video. I'm just not good at creating them myself, so I figured, hey, I'll take the videos, I'll take the pictures, you guys do what you want. I'll even create the content through ChatGPT. I'll make sure she has the next, so that if you guys need to adjust or change it or wanted to game plan it for after the first of the year, because it's not really Christmas-like, all the other stuff, but it might work for just timeless or if you wanted something that wasn't Christmas-like. So I'm going to send those over to her this morning if she asks.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Thank you.
All
and
right.
this will
Thanks
be out there. Just
out.
Let me know. Let me know if you need anything else.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good.
Awesome. Love you guys. Good luck. Bye-bye.